keep on cooking this section so long, put over in another section, till it got done, they call it, and then throw it out and put in jugs or something, like barrels.
Did you have a wood fire?
Yes, that's the only thing that had wood, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, where would the smoke go?
That little stack, I didn't go up in there.
I see.
Little smoke stack made out of little bricks or something small.
You mentioned the chimney in the house. Did you ever have anything called a flue?
No, we didn't have any flues except for the stove flues on the thing.
I see. That'd be in the kitchen.
Then. Yes, But those others, all big chimneys, fireplaces, big ones.
And the flue then is just would be something that'd be on the roof?
Yeah, and go up still high, you know.
I see. How did you keep the cattle from wandering away? Did you have?
Well, we had them under a fence. Had a rail fence, you know.
You
had a pasture. Oh, yeah.
I see.
Sheep the same way.
The rail like this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the cattle have got out and run. And we're out. No cattle. There's no law against it. Run outside if you want to, out in the woods. Either way, they come up, you know. Look at them, call them, you know, and they all come to you.
What'd you call the wire when it first came in? You get rid of the
barbed wire.
Where the rail fences, then you have this.
It's barbed wire. Yeah.
Around your garden, did you have a?
Have a panel, a palings, they call it.
I see.
Palings all around the garden, up high as your head, and higher. Keep the chickens flying over.
Oh, gee, that high.
Oh, yeah, high. Uh-huh. See, back in those days, no trouble. You have palings, you'd have good timber. You cut down your best trees to make anything out of. You take these palings and cut off a 10-foot log. And split it open and get palings out of it, maybe be an inch wide, you know, 2 inches, something like that.
I see. How'd you keep your axe sharp?
It's called a grinding rock. Big old rock, you know, had a hole through it to square and put a thing through it and put your piece on a handle on it and turn it and head down under there, place the whole water, keep the rock. You get wet, you know, and make it sharpen better. You hold your axe on top of that rock and sharpen it.
I see. How would you sharpen the knives in the kitchen?
Then? On the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a small rock?
Wet rock.
How did your father sharpen his razor?
He had a strap.
Well,
we remember that strap very well, you know.
That's how he behaved, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Did he have, how did he lather up his face? Do you remember?
He had a shaving mug.
And he'd do that at home. He wouldn't come into town and get
shaved. No, he'd shave at home. He lived about six, 8 miles from here.
Mm-hmm.
Shave.
Use a mug and a
brush
just to lather up.
Yeah.
The things you used to wear, I'm interested in what you'd wear as a boy. What would you wear to get to work in the garden? Can I get you a drink? Can I get you a drink? If you like Coke?
No, I don't care for anything. I got to go in a minute.
I'm interested in what would you wear as a boy to work in the garden?
Well, I just know, I don't know, some kind of clothes mother'd make, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Buy the stuff and make up most of them.
Would you call it overalls?
I don't remember where I wore an overall back in those days or not. See me on, I don't think I did.
Yeah.
Wore knee pants, so well, I remember she'd make them.
Nice.
Shirts too. And we had, back out then, had one of these old-fashioned looms, you call it, you'd weave your cloth.